Joey Swole is a very popular social media bodybuilding influencer who also has a very clever pseudonym for his last name. Get it? Joey Swole, because he's swole. In my opinion, from massive steroid use, but that's a whole other topic. He actually does great videos calling out scumbags and morons in the gym, often just reacting to their videos. Many times it's wannabe Instagram models who call out guys for checking them out, despite them setting up a tripod in the gym and coming to the gym dressed as strippers and then pretending to be outraged when guys walk past them and check them out. He's even called out some black people for hallucinating that others in the gym were being racist. And he basically is doing his best to improve the culture in gyms across the country. And when Hulk Hogan died last week, he posted a video of himself dressed up as the Hulkster, saying, "RIP to a legend and one of my inspirations to start working out." But Mr. Swole was unaware that 10 years ago, Hulk used the little N-word in a private conversation that some scumbag he thought was a friend secretly recorded and then leaked to the media when he was expressing his disappointment with his daughter's dating choices and said that he didn't want her to be sleeping with N-words. Which made me respect Hulk even more. I'm not one of these people to pretend that, oh, well, what he said was racist, but it shouldn't affect his career. That's how real Americans talk when they're talking with their friends. So, as you probably know, those suffering from black fragility and self-hating, virtue-signaling whites celebrated his death last week because he uttered a little word a decade ago that hurt their feelings, or that they pretended hurt their feelings, that they use as leverage to try to gain power over white people. And so, people started leaving comments on Joey Swole's tribute, calling Hulk Hogan a racist and attacking Joey Swole for defending such a great American. But instead of ignoring the trolls, or instead of standing up for Hulk and respecting him even more for what he said like I do, Joey took to social media and apologized, issuing this absolute pathetic, groveling, despicable apology.
"I owe my followers, my community, and all of social media an apology. A few days ago, I reposted an old video of me in the gym wearing a Hulk Hogan Halloween costume on the day that he passed. Last night in my live stream, a lot of people expressed how upset and frustrated they were with me that I had posted that. Instead of listening and understanding like I should have, I became defensive and said that I was posting to celebrate the wrestling icon, the person that so many of us looked up to as kids that we grew up with."
Yes, that's right, because he shouldn't be defined by a private conversation that he had with friends 10 years ago about who he doesn't want his daughter to be sleeping with. Yeah.
"That made us tear our shirts and take our vitamins and say our prayers. I didn't know to the extent of all the horrible things that he had done. Since last night, I have done a lot of research, talked to a few people, and learned all of the horrible, horrible things that that man has done."
Okay, so he didn't just utter the little N-word. He was also caught on video, like on a jailhouse video, when he was talking to his son after he got arrested, I think, for a bad car accident, causing a car accident, that he felt that they were going to get reincarnated as black people for punishment.
"So because of that, I have taken the videos down and I apologize to anybody that I offended. I am sorry."
He's sorry for actually being inspired to become a bodybuilder, in my opinion, a severely roided out one. Because as a kid, he witnessed Hulk Hogan jumping in the ring and body slamming Andre the Giant.
"Also during last night's live stream, I used the word colored instead of saying person of color, which is a very outdated, very offensive term.
Oh, no.
A few moments later, somebody educated me and
told—" Someone educated me. Okay, I'm sorry. I have lost all respect for you. And it seems like so have most of his fans, judging by the comments on his Instagram posts. Oh, you can see mine there where I said, "Who gives a crap if Hulk said the little N-word and didn't want his daughter to sleep with him?" That's how real Americans talk. This is beyond pathetic. Caving to the woke mob of fragile black people, sad. And others say, "Y'all are soft as hell. I'm offended that you took the video down and apologized," said this guy. "I felt it was a celebration of his wrestling legacy. I don't know why people are so sensitive," says this one. Yeah. People are so sensitive. Put the video back up. That is 14,000 likes. Okay. None of those people are your actual followers, Joey. I'm more offended by the apology. 7,000 likes. You really need to take down the apology video and then apologize for apologizing. You need to do better. That's his little tagline he says at the end of all of his videos. If you're not familiar with his work, you need to do better. Instead, he posted this on Twitter. All the good I've done, all the people I've helped, all for nothing. I truly hope all the people I've inspired to do great things in their life and pay it forward to help others and carry on my message. But no matter how much good you do, people just wait for a reason to hate on you and tear you down. You either die a hero or live long enough to be the villain. Thank you for your support. I am done. Now, I'm not sure if he's upset at the people who are upset at him for apologizing or if he is scared from the woke mob who just started harassing him and calling him a terrible racist and a fascist and a Nazi because he admitted that he was inspired by Hulk Hogan and posted a tribute to him and said, rest in peace. Someone else who apologized for their Hulk Hogan tribute was Michael Rapaport, a D-minus list actor turned Twitter troll who just posts videos complaining about President Trump all the time. And because Hulk Hogan obviously was a huge Trump fan, he appeared at the RNC. Michael Rapaport said that still doesn't even matter. Hulk Hogan was an amazing athlete and an inspiration to millions of people. But then after he saw the comments that Hulk Hogan used the little N-word, then he updated the description or posted a new description on his Instagram saying, my now somewhat controversial Hulk Hogan rant, where I very clearly stated I knew there was some controversy, but didn't know exactly what it was, is getting heat. And he goes on to say that he didn't know about the N-word tape until after he posted his tribute, and that he has spoken out dozens and dozens of times about racism, sexism, anti-Semitism, and anything else that matters. And to be clear, I too am disappointed in Hulk Hogan over the N-word controversy, but not for the reason that most people are. I am disappointed in him for apologizing. I mean, who among us hasn't said the N-word at least a few dozens and dozens of times throughout our life? I mean, heck, I said it twice just last weekend. If you missed my video yesterday on the Sydney Sweeney American Eagle gene controversy, be sure to go and check that out and subscribe to my channel if you're new here, because obviously you're not going to find information, analysis, honesty, and commentary like this anywhere else. And this week, in honor of Sydney Sweeney's good genes, you can save 20% off of any of my shirts at markdice.com by using the promo code GOODGENES, one word, GOODGENES, at the checkout. So order your Alligator Alcatraz shirt, your Liberal Tears mug, your War is a Racket shirt, or any of my awesome designs, including the Trumpomania shirt, now available in tank tops, women's cuts as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.